We're going to stay in Germany for our next story, even though it's about the American Civil War. The first shots of the Civil War were fired at Fort Sumter, South Carolina, 150 years ago. Many groups are commemorating the anniversary with historical reenactments. Here's the surprising part. Some of those Civil War scenes are being restaged far from the original battlefields. Caitlin Carroll introduces us to German reenactors in Templin, about 50 miles north of Berlin.
2 minutes! Hold it!
Yeah, okay. Captain, sir?
On a warm spring morning, Union troops prepare for battle. They're camped out for the weekend at a Wild West theme park called El Dorado. So are their Confederate enemies. About 60 people, mostly Germans, are dressed head to toe in 1860s period clothing. Women wear hoop skirts. The men are in handmade uniforms with lots of colorful piping and brass buttons. They march in formation and work on drills. A few young soldiers swing their bayonets.
I'm a simple soldier, a little private in this time.
Most days, Tobias Melchers is a 21-year-old business student. This weekend, he's fighting on the side of the North in two battles, the bombardment of Fort Sumter and the First Battle of Bull Run. These Civil War reenactments take place about once a month in Germany. Like many of the participants here, Melchers feels a personal connection to that American war.
There were about 200,000 German who had German roots who fought in the Civil War. I think it's really important also for our history.
Every person I speak with mentions this number, 200,000. Many of the participants actually model their characters in the reenactments after one of these German immigrant soldiers. They say it helps them feel closer to the history. But a lot of the bloodier and more tragic parts of the war seem glossed over, like the number of deaths and the issue of slavery. Ute Fravert says this can happen when people try to relive history. She's a historian and head of the Max Planck Institute for Human Development.
I'm just not sure to what degree people really kind of undergo the effort of really getting closer to what people thought and why they acted as they did in the 1860s. It's more probably about fantasies, which is fair enough. I mean, life needs fantasies.
And Fravert says the fantasy of war is not often indulged in Germany. After World War II, any talk of military glory became socially taboo here.
Because, as a German, I have to be hesitant. That's in the culture now, in the post-45 culture, that wars are not really something which Germans find fascinating or are used to find fascinating and kind of exciting and appealing.
So for those here at the reenactment, it's appealing that the U.S. Civil War took place in another country in another time. It's safer, even romantic. On the other side of camp, the Confederates are busy preparing for today's battle. More people want to be on the Confederate side, so the Union troops sometimes have to recruit other reenactors from the American Revolutionary War.
Coming to the south!
I sidestep away from some soldiers on horses and meet up with a fellow American named Chris McLaren. McLaren plays a Confederate captain from Texas. He says the Germans here are totally immersed in the history.
The Germans like to do things 110% sometimes. They're perfectionists in many ways. And they want to do this the way it was then. And I think that it gives a whole different sense of realism to them.
These events provide something else too, camaraderie. Young Private Tobias Melchers says people at school think he's weird to do this. On the weekend, though, he's just one of the guys.
The battle is one thing, but we all enjoy it to sit at the fire late at night and brothers in arms, yes, and to talk with each other.
As we talk, the battle starts. Guns and cannons fire. Smoke fills the air. I felt that one. Wow.
And of course, we like the smell of it.
For these Confederate and Union reenactors, playing war is a safe game in a country that can't help but remember. For the world, I'm Caitlin Carroll, Templin, Germany.
We've got a slideshow of the German reenactment at El Dorado. It's at theworld.org.